Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. I am super excited to have Jay LaRosa, the future president of the ACMA Southern California chapter, here with us today. First of all, Jay, I want to thank you and the ACMA for having Pop Health Podcast be a guest today and interview some folks, and especially interview you, because I know the future of ACMA here in Southern California, you will be leading it. Is that correct?
That is right. Starting May of this year, I am the new president-elect.
Awesome. And how long have you been involved with ACMA here in Southern California?
This is my second term as the board secretary.
Okay. And how long as a whole, if you mind me asking, have you been going to ACMA events? Or?
I've been going to these events for 6 years now. 2 years as an attendee and became involved and started off as got elected as a secretary for the board.
Awesome.
And got reelected for another term.
Okay, cool. And then how about your regular role outside of ACMA? Do you work here in the San Diego area?
Outside of ACMA, yes. I live and work here in San Diego.
Okay.
I'm the project manager for Scripps Health for their case management.
Awesome. Very good. I know Scripps is a really well-respected organization here in San Diego. So here, 2016, we're in San Diego for the ACMA SoCal, or Southern California, conference. What are you hoping attendees learn at this event, or what do you hope they take away from this event today?
You know, healthcare is always changing.
Yeah.
So with this kind of events, we hope to bring this new information and this things that they need to learn about, especially with regulations.
Absolutely.
And which can have a big effect on patient care.
Yeah.
Right now with the new healthcare reform, it's still a challenge.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of people now who can get health insurances, but sometimes it's still a challenge to have them hooked up or be connected with resources with just some type of insurance.
Absolutely. No, that makes complete sense. I know there's quite a bit of change in healthcare. And as you mentioned with Scripps, you're a project manager. So my guess is you are very good at getting from one spot to the next, because I know project managers, you have to get a team to buy into something and then make the changes. Is that fair to say?
Well, that's one of the expectations. So I help the sites in understanding the new regulations that's being rolled out, for one, and mostly educating our staff with what's new.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then for the ACMA Southern California chapter, my understanding is it's 10 counties. Is that accurate?
I think we're around that number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And we'll go all the way. I spoke with Peg Bernardi earlier, and she gave me that information. I know she helps on the board. Is that correct?
Right. Peg is the current president.
Okay.
And we'll be taking her place once that's up.
Okay. Very good. Well, Jay, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. It's an honor to be here, and we're very grateful that you've joined us today. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Gavin, and thanks for supporting SoCal ACMA.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Take care. So very excited to have Marcia Colon with UCLA Health System stop by the podcast today here at the ACMA event. Marcia, you're speaking today, is that correct?
I sure am, and I'm so excited to be here. What a great conference with about 200 people. It's very exciting.
Awesome. Have you spoken with ACMA before or participated at ACMA events in the past?
Many times.
Okay.
It's a great organization.
Awesome. I agree. It's been a joy to get to know them and be here myself today. What will you be speaking on today?
Today I'll be speaking on the Post-Acute Care Network and some exciting things that we've developed at UCLA. We'll be talking about the two programs that we developed and the outcomes from those programs, because the name of the game now in healthcare is post-acute care.
Absolutely.
Who's doing what? Why are we doing it? Is it effective? Where do we need to go next?
And you mentioned two programs. Can you share with the audience just very briefly what are those two programs?
Sure. The first one is a bed reservation program where we reserve 25 beds at a local SNF.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that they accept all of our patients.
Right.
But if we have a hard-to-place patient, they are more likely to accept. And we pay a daily rate for those beds if they are not occupied. Because we fund a lot of patients who are unfunded.
Yeah.
So we are funding many patients depending on circumstances.
Okay.
And the second program is a home health agency program where we have an enhanced program with three agencies.
Awesome, Marcia. And what are you hoping to learn or maybe take away from the event as well?
How to survive. With all the changes in healthcare today,
yep.
It's really about what do we need to know, and more importantly, how do we need to integrate that information into new programs and services.
Awesome. Well, I've gotten to know you a little bit better over this last year, Marcia, and I definitely see that you're willing to be innovative. So thanks so much for stopping by the podcast.
Thanks again.
Take care. So it is a little after lunchtime here at the ACMA conference down in San Diego, and I'm fortunate to have Jessica Matthews stop by. Jessica is the manager of chapter and meeting services for ACMA nationally. Is that correct, Jessica?
That's correct.
Where are you from?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. Is ACMA based out there?
They're based out of Little Rock, but we have a little satellite office there where a few of us work.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So Jessica, a long day for you today, correct?
Just a little bit.
All right. Up at 4 a.m. From what you shared earlier.
Yeah. Up getting ready for the conference, working all day.
Awesome. Very good. And you came out yesterday, or how long have you been out here?
Yeah. So I actually flew out Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
My coworker flew in yesterday, and then we leave bright and early in the morning.
Sounds good. So do you go to all the ACMA events pretty much?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. And you've been with ACMA for how long?
A little over 2 years.
Okay. Cool. So tell me, what is a day like today in San Diego? You're up. You're here at the hotel, up at 4 a.m. What happens from there?
So we get everything prepped. We get the exhibitors set up. We're working with the speakers to make sure they're good to go. Working with the board, making sure all their needs are met. Doing food prep. But overall, just making sure the attendees have a really good experience, so the exhibitors are happy and everyone's enjoying themselves.
Awesome. Very good. And have you done, you yourself done the Southern California event before?
I have. This is my second one. Yeah, my second one for them.
Okay. So far, so good. I haven't seen any... Nobody breaking glasses or anything like that?
No, it's awesome. They have phenomenal speakers. It's been a good event.
So far, so good. And so you have a long day ahead. And when do you end up closing shop and going back to Nashville?
We'll be done about 6 today, and then I have a 9 a.m. flight tomorrow.
All right, so hopefully you can rest a little bit, go to bed early.
That's right. Maybe you'll see a little San Diego. Maybe. Right. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Cool. Well, Jessica, really appreciate you putting this event together and having Pop Health Podcast attend as well. It's been a privilege for us. And congratulations. It's been a great event so far.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming.
You're welcome, Jessica. Take care. Zach Morgan has been kind enough to stop by the podcast today. Zach is the chair of the American Board of Home Care and also the senior director of admissions with 24-Hour Home Care. Zach, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely, Gavin. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. So, Zach, what brings you to the ACMA event today?
Yeah, I've always been a big supporter of the ACMA, and this conference is a really great way for us to be able to educate the case management community on different changes in the home care landscape.
So changes in the home care landscape, tell me a little bit about the changes here in 2016.
Yeah, so the big change that we're dealing with, and especially with the American Board of Home Care, is that now home care is required to be licensed in the state of California as of January 1st.
Okay, so you've been doing a lot of education out there in the community on these changes?
Absolutely. I actually did a rather large presentation yesterday morning for a large hospital system to try to educate them on those changes.
Awesome. How's the reception been to people hearing about licensure and being open to working with companies that are licensed?
Well, you know, it's such a monumental change in the industry that people have really been hungry for information to keep themselves and their patients well informed.
Awesome, Zach. Well, thanks so much for kind of leading and being the chair of the American Board of Home Care and serving the San Diego community in that capacity through education. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. So, Bruce Edwards from Lorien Home Healthcare has stopped by our table here at the ACMA event here in Southern California in lovely San Diego. Bruce, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome, Gavin. Happy to be here.
So, Bruce, what is Lorien Home Healthcare?
Well, we're a home healthcare company.
Makes sense.
operations throughout all of Southern California.
Okay.
As well as Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, very good. And what brings you to the event here at the ACMA conference?
Well, what we're hoping to do is obviously meet all of the case managers throughout Southern California.
Okay.
And to kind of understand the impact of the new healthcare law on case management.
Yeah.
And some of the things that maybe Lorien can do to provide better services to the case managers consistent with that new law.
Yeah, has home healthcare constantly had to evolve with all these changing laws?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, obviously the hospital readmission issue is paramount in most people's minds.
Yeah.
So anything we can do to help case managers place people in the home and keep them out of the hospital, that's what we're trying to do.
Sounds good. Have you been to an ACMA event before?
Yes, we did. We attended the one last year up in Anaheim.
Okay.
And met some great people there.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you had some success there and connecting with case managers and learning quite a bit, and now you're back. So thanks so much for stopping by the table, Bruce.
Absolutely, Gavin. It's my pleasure.
Take care.
Take care.
So Grenda Lee from St. Joseph Heritage Healthcare has stopped by Pop Health Podcast. I have not seen Grenda for many years. It's actually probably been maybe 2-3 years since I saw Grenda in Orange County. Grenda, thanks so much for stopping by the podcast.
Well, it's good to see you, Gavin. And I am here because I really, really want to stay abreast of all the changes that's ongoing in healthcare. And especially the primary focus would be all the care transitions across just the continuum of care, caring for our patients. The currently, we're all siloed out, and
right.
We really need to work on integrating our patient care so much better. So that's my primary focus for being here today.
I agree 100%. And you kind of oversee the ambulatory care management for St. Joseph Heritage. Is that correct?
Yes. And so that's from inpatient discharge to our discharge clinic, to our skilled nursing facilities, to the home. And then when they're at home, overseeing that they have all of their DME, home health, home care services.
A lot of responsibility.
Supporting the caregivers and making sure that the patient is cared for in the home. Because our patients need more support. You know, the 360 days are not in the hospital.
Absolutely.
So that's where we focus.
Awesome, Grenda. Well, thanks so much for sharing about your focus at St. Joseph Heritage Healthcare. And I hope you learned quite a bit today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So one of the coolest, neatest companies I've seen in quite some time is called Global Transitional Care, or GTC. And Michael Olson from Global Transitional Care was kind enough to join us today. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And so we're about to close up the 2016 ACMA conference. What brought you here to the ACMA conference, Michael?
What brought us here was the fact that this is about case managers and healthcare in general and what we're all facing. And Global Transitional Care is the first and only Medicare-approved Part B provider for transitional care services.
Yeah.
So case managers are a very important link to what we do from the hospital side and for what we actually provide care for to the patients.
So you guys actually receive your funding through Medicare?
We are paid by Medicare.
That is amazing. I remember reading about you guys in the OC Register a few months ago.
Yep.
And I was blown away. You guys are the first in the market and I guess probably the experts at what you're doing.
It's a great concept we have going here. We are actually able to engage the patient while they're still in the hospital, get to know their caregivers, get to understand their situation that they will be dealing with when they go home. When the patient goes home or to an assisted living or independent living facility, our transitional care nurse, our nurse practitioner, will meet them in their residence within 24 hours after discharge.
Awesome.
They will do a complete analysis of their living conditions,
yep.
Point out areas where they may need to change something as far as furniture being in the way.
Yeah.
We will match up the drugs that they have from the hospital from their recent stay to what they have at home.
Awesome.
To make sure there's no conflict with drugs that could create issues.
Yeah, and this is not in the replacement of home health. This
Absolutely
is
not.
In addition
it's
to
an
other services.
It's in addition to home health. And we work perfectly side-by-side in coordination with home health.
Awesome. Well, I know the organization I work with as well has had the privilege of working alongside you guys, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds for Global Transitional Care. Thanks so much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
You're welcome. So I was walking here at the conference, and I ran into a familiar face, Roel Gutierrez. Roel, welcome. It's so great to see you. Share the audience who you work for and what you do.
Okay. My name is Roel Gutierrez, and I am a nurse case manager currently at Cedars-Sinai. I work mainly with the hematology oncology population.
Awesome. And so what brings you to the ACMA event all the way down in San Diego? It's a little commute from L.A. What are you hoping to learn today or take away from the event?
Well, aside from getting out of L.A., definitely in the weather being great down here. I think what I'm really excited to hear to be here about is just the resources, just meeting people and, you know, networking. I did see all the presentation, and I was actually really excited to hear about how the, you know, all the changing in the laws and on the Affordable Care Act and how it affects case management. It's really important to keep ourselves updated.
Absolutely.
On how things are going, you know, in the care management arena. So I really, that's what I really wanted to be here.
Okay.
On a personal note, I actually am working on a project at Cedars where I am building our website for the case management department. And
Excellent.
My personal goal is to collect as much resources as possible here and so put it on our website. So
awesome. That sounds like a really good project. And are you actually a technical person yourself?
I like to think so. I mean, I don't have like formal background or anything. I did come from a informatics background.
Yeah.
So when I was working in a pharmaceutical company doing clinical trials, I was working in the informatics side. So
okay.
So it's something that I'm really passionate about too. So
awesome. Well, data, I mean, data analysis, tech, all that stuff is so key nowadays. So
yeah.
Cool to hear about the project. Thanks so much, Roel, for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Gavin.
It's been a good time to see you. I know we've known each other and we've worked together in indirectly and directly in the last few years. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you. So very fortunate to have Paul Scarborough from PRN Ambulance stop by the podcast today at the ACMA event here in San Diego. Paul, tell me a little bit about your role at PRN and, what PRN's all about.
Oh, I'm the Executive Vice President, really focused on strategy and the growth of the organization.
Okay.
We're located throughout the state of California. We're an ambulance and logistics provider, and we have divisions throughout the country.
Okay, great. And I believe you've been part of ACMA in the past. Is that correct?
I have attended in the past.
Excellent. So what brings you to the 2016 event here in San Diego?
Really, it's an opportunity to interface or to visit with other healthcare providers to see what we can do to help either collaborate or come up with solutions with, you know, the direction that healthcare is going in today.
Awesome. Paul, we'll really appreciate you stopping by the podcast this morning.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So here at the ACMA event here in San Diego, I ran into a familiar friend in the business, Masharn Townsend with Premier Healthcare Services. Masharn's organization does some pretty special stuff. Masharn, can you tell us a little bit about Premier and what you guys do?
Yeah, thanks, Gavin, for having me. We do at Premier Healthcare Services, we provide the skilled in-home services. So clinically, we're looking at catastrophic children that have, G-tubes, trachs, vents, more of your subacute level patients. So we send out, you know, our skilled clinicians, rather, to service them.
Okay. And you guys take Medi-Cal, right?
We do. We do take Medi-Cal and like commercial insurances as well.
Awesome. I know groups like you, there's not too many folks who do that specific type of work and accept the Medi-Cal. And that's one of the reasons you guys stand out to me. I know we think of you and the community thinks of you guys quite a bit. So here at the ACMA event, what is Premier? What are you guys hoping to learn or take away from today's event?
So today we just kind of want to learn more so how to work better with the case managers. I mean, a lot of things have happened with the Affordable Care Act that has changed everything that we do, from value-based purchasing to bundled packaging. So we want to kind of get with them and just learn more so how we can work together, you know, with the population of patients that we all service in the community, just to provide that better service, you know, that we all want to do for the community.
Awesome, Masharn. Well, I've known you over the last few years, and I've seen you actually get promoted since I last saw you. And actually, Joe Malinger, who helps lead your company, was an old boss of mine. So,
yeah.
And one of my favorite, even though I only knew him for a few months, just my interactions with him were always positive. So congratulations on the success, and I hope you learned a lot here. And thanks for supporting ACMA.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So we're about halfway through the conference today, and Vicky Mandy-Nicola, who's the Vice President of Research at Midas Plus, which is actually a Xerox company, has stopped by. Vicky is also a speaker today and part of the chapter board with the ACMA chapter here in Arizona. Vicky, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Gavin.
No problem. So I know you'll be speaking shortly. Can you share with us a little bit about what you'll be talking about today?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about readmissions, but I'm going to be
taking a different point of view with this crowd today. We're going to be talking about how we risk adjust readmission measures and also talk about predictive analytics. Lots of hospitals and healthcare systems are out busy shopping for tools and instruments to help them more proactively identify those patients at risk. And so I'll be talking a little bit about what's going on under the hood with those types of analytics.
Okay, very good. And tell me a little bit about your role on the board with ACMA Arizona.
Well, Gavin, I have been on the board for almost a year now as a member at large.
Okay.
That's not to be confused with a large member. So a board member is responsible really for promoting membership across the state and also for promoting great educational opportunities like the one we're having today.
Very good. Well, Vicki, really appreciate you stopping by. Your name is a wonderful name, as I shared with you earlier, my daughter's middle name and my mom's name. So, Mom, shout out. You'll probably never hear this unless I forward it to you. But thanks again, Vicki. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin. Have a good day.
Take care. So next to me is Lori Solberg, who's a supervisor for utilization management at Summit Healthcare Regional Medical Center in Sholo, Arizona. Lori, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So I noticed on your name tag when we were chatting earlier that you are on a committee here with ACMA in Arizona. Tell me about your role here at the event today.
Yes, I sit on the education committee, so we are actually ones that have created this education for the organization, and it's for Arizona chapter members.
Awesome.
And
so
the national members.
Okay, so they're getting their CEs today.
They are. They are. Yes.
Very good. Well, this is my second year in a row coming, and it's on a Saturday. Seems like a good turnout. Great venue here in Scottsdale at the Scottsdale Plaza Resort. Little plug for them. What are you hoping to take away from the event today, or what are you hoping to accomplish?
I'm hoping to network with the different organizations that we have here, and then also taking away what the speakers have to say about different things that we do in case management, the new regulations coming out, the
just lots of things.
All the fun things that they have here today.
Yeah. Now, may I ask you as well, with Sholo, I know you're out, you're taking patients even as far as New Mexico when we were chatting earlier. Tell me a little bit about your organization, Summit Healthcare Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, we're actually an 89-bed hospital. We have a lot of different specialists in our area, but we also are lacking, like, teleneuro and stuff. So we actually do telehealth at our facility for telestrokes for teleneuro patients.
Oh, wow.
We're actually starting to do tele psych type thing. So because we don't have the physicians there to help manage those patients, we have them log in and see the patient, assess the patient, and then we decide if we can keep them here or send them out to other agencies. We're also looking at doing a pilot program for our chronic care management patients at our facility and stuff. So that's going to be starting up here in the next month or so to help keep our readmissions down, we hope.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. I really appreciate sharing about Sholo, and I hope the event's a big success for you, Lori. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.